This episode of The Fix has been made possible with support from the Wealthy Her Network, established to champion the diversity of women's wealth with the end goal of better servicing female investors and returning a greater impact for the benefit of everyone.
What's incredible is how many friends I have that are incredible songwriters as well. They don't get the same chances. They don't get the same opportunities. And they're so talented. And the stats really hurt because these songwriters I know, their songs are so much better than a lot of these guys I hear on the radio all the time. And I can't believe that they don't get the same chances. They don't get the callbacks from managers. They don't get the record deals. It's completely unequal. And it's unfair because music is really what brings us together.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. When the USC Annenberg's groundbreaking Inclusion in the Recording Studio study was released last January, it hit the music industry like a bombshell. The study found that across the top 600 songs between 2012 and 2017, women made up only 22% of artists, 12% of songwriters, 3% of engineers, and a mere 2% of producers. To tackle this issue, Citi, the financial services giant, just announced the launch of its See Her, Hear Her program in partnership with the Association of National Advertisers. The program, which is an extension of Citi's existing partnership with ANA, will address gender bias in music by pairing established female artists with up-and-coming female musicians to serve as mentors. In this episode, Jennifer Breithaupt, Global Consumer Chief Marketing Officer at Citi, and Brittany Howard, lead vocalist and guitarist of the four-time Grammy Award-winning American rock band Alabama Shakes, will unpack why gender inequality is a huge issue in the music industry and what we can do to solve it.
One of the biggest storylines coming out of Sunday night's Grammy ceremony centers around Lorde and the New Zealand singer being the only Album of the Year nominee not offered an opportunity to perform their own music on the show. Now, Lorde is responding. Part of a full-page ad in the New Zealand Herald, Lorde writes, "I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for loving and embracing melodrama the way you did. My nomination belongs to you. Thank you also for believing in female musicians. You set a beautiful precedent." Lorde's remarks also follow controversial sentiments from Recording Academy President Neil Portnow, who summed up the lack of female representation this year to women needing to, quote, step up if they'd like to earn more nominations. Portnow later said that his comments were, quote, taken out of context.
That clip was from the Billboard News in 2018, and it highlights that despite growing support for gender equality in the entertainment industry, still, at the 2018 Grammy Awards, women nominees, award winners, and performers were significantly underrepresented. Only 11 out of the 84 winners were women. Following the controversy around the lack of women represented at the 2018 Grammys, this year's award show proved that women are still a prominent voice in the music industry. But there's still a long way to go. Of the 899 people nominated in the last six Grammy Awards, only 9% were women. Here, Jennifer shares the true extent of the issue and what Citi is doing to tackle it.
We have a very large entertainment access platform. We have worked with a ton of musicians over the years and have the largest platform of any brand. And music's always been a big part of our DNA as a brand. So we said, why don't we focus there? Why don't we look at the music industry? So we did some research and we were quite frightened by what we saw. 17% of artists were female and 12% of songwriters were female. And if you look at the rest of the continuum through sound engineers and on, the stats get lower and lower and lower. And that's just not good enough for us. So we said, can we affect change in another industry that's not our own? And we said, we absolutely can do that. We can't do it alone, but we can be the person that helps kind of pick this out into the world. So in partnership with the ANA, we launched See Her, Hear Her on March 8th on International Women's Day, and that's to advance gender equality in the music industry. So what we've been doing since then is we have launched a mentorship program in partnership with NBC. We have taken over all of our festival activations and created platforms or stages where women that would never be able to play those festivals are able to kind of show what they're able to do. And the work continues. And we've also made a commitment that 50% of all the songs that we use in our advertising will either be written by a woman or recorded by a woman.
It is too easy to ignore statistics or blanket facts when it comes to gender inequality, especially when we're talking about a whole industry. But it's a lot harder to do this when it comes to individual stories and challenges. To help us understand how inequality shows up for musicians, Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes shares her story.
What's incredible is how many friends I have that are incredible songwriters as well. They don't get the same chances. They don't get the same opportunities. And they're so talented. And the stats really hurt because these songwriters I know, their songs are so much better than a lot of these guys I hear on the radio all the time. And I can't believe that they don't get the same chances. They don't get the callbacks from managers. They don't get the record deals. It's completely unequal. And it's unfair because music is really what brings us together. It's everything. It brings back memories. It's a true connector to people. You don't have to speak the same language to get the music. And it's such a shame that such a great deal of women are being left out of that story. I have stories like that. Just people telling me, no, you look different. Or you're black, or you're a woman. You can't be the front singer of our band. What kind of band looks like that? You know, not fitting into the social norms of what a band looks like and what a successful band looks like.
Isolation is a major challenge for women in the music industry. The USC Annenberg's report finds that women only make up 22% of all artists. But of that, the majority of women are individual artists. To address this, City is pairing female artists with up-and-coming female musicians to serve as mentors. To kick off the program, one aspiring songwriter will have the opportunity to be mentored and receive $5,000 from City. In addition, 8 other singers and songwriters looking to advance their careers in the industry will be granted $5,000 each. Here, Jennifer shares more on the initiative.
If you can't see somebody doing something, if you can't see her, you can't be her. Brittany's a great example of someone that young girls and women are looking at and saying it is possible. And so it does take the Brittanys of the world that have made it to this amazing place to show that it's possible and it can be done and it's not going to be easy. But the mentorship piece of it, so for example, we kicked off on International Women's Day with Maren Morris, and she acted as our first mentor. And right now she is mentoring a young lady out of Las Vegas who happens to be studying to be a sound engineer, but she's also an amazing singer-songwriter. And she wouldn't have had the opportunity without us creating, in partnership with Maren, the platform for her to see what's possible. But also, she's going to be following Maren around for the year and seeing what a tour looks like from every aspect of it. So I think just us working with different artists like Brittany, like Maren, like others that we kind of signed on to this initiative, I think that's critically important, but it's also important for us to work with executives in the music industry, to work with people that can create internships, to work with the music festivals where we can create opportunities and stages. There's just a lot of work to be done. It's the first time I remember ever seeing this many women standing together to make change and saying it's just not right. We need to have parity. We need equality, whether that's in pay, whether that's in opportunity, what have you, but that's where we're kind of seeing this initiative. The mentoring is just one component of it, but it's certainly important, and seeing people like Brittany is just a huge part of how this is going to help make a change.
Music has been a large part of City's overall brand DNA for years. It's a way for the company to connect on an emotional level with consumers. Given the important role that music plays, City have made a commitment to include female musicians, artists, and technicians in its talent search for its ad campaigns, with special attention to its television spots. Here, Jennifer shares why other corporations should follow suit.
We're in a unique position because we have a very large entertainment platform. We'll work with over 1,500 artists this year alone. So our influence is pretty broad. But I think each individual brand will have their own set of initiatives that, again, when then collectively you add those all together, it becomes something. It becomes a movement, not a moment. So I would say the biggest step right now is for them to reach out to the ANA or reach out to me, and I'll help make the connection, because being part of that brand collective start, the first step is really with, you know, signing on with the ANA and kind of saying, these are the 3 to 5 things I'm going to do as a brand. I'm going to make the commitment to have 50% of all my music written by or performed by a female artist. So I just think there's a lot of things we could do. It's not specific, but I call on everybody as brand marketers. We are storytellers. We need to give back to the industry that's been helping us tell our brand stories for so long.
It's not just companies who need to take action. Given how male-dominated the industry is, Brittany shares her advice for how men can support more women to succeed.
I'd love to see more men in the industry give these women songwriters a chance to use their voice. I think they will be really amazed if you put more of these women, sign more of these women, go to more of these female-led band shows, give them a chance like you give our male counterparts. Give them a chance and watch how everyone flocks to it. I think things are really changing, and Jen is part of the reason why it's changing. She's right. If you hold people accountable and say, we're doing this, jump on board, it's going to happen. We're going to make this happen. I just think it could change so many girls' lives. That's what they want to do, be storytellers, be the songwriters they're going to be, and have the doors open for once instead of having to kick them down all the time. I think the best thing to do is just let these women be heard, give them a chance, and you'll see how they connect to all of these other people. And there is success in that. There's value in that.
Given Jennifer's work with female musicians and tackling gender inequality within the industry, I wanted to know what her message was for aspiring female artists who're struggling to make it. Here Jennifer shares her advice.
Just look at Britney, look at Marian Morris, look at these leaders, women that are doing it. They're doing it all day, and they are knocking down doors for you, and they're making it possible. And if you can see her, you can be her. So just watch what they're doing, and these are the trailblazers. It is possible.
The work that Citi is doing to change an entire industry is truly commendable. Now more than ever, we need to take practical steps to advance the equal representation of women within the entertainment industry. Because despite the overwhelming support, the numbers haven't really moved. And if we want future generations of young women to have equal opportunities, then like Citi and Brittany, we all need to take action to make that happen. This starts with supporting female artists, buying their music, and raising their visibility in any way you can. I really hope you all enjoyed our episode today. If you haven't already, please sign up to our weekly newsletter at thefixpodcast.org. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you all again next week.
This show is produced by Human Group Media, an award-winning social good podcast company. Human Group Media works with thought leaders, brands, and organizations to inspire social change through the power of audio storytelling.